Big Blue Nation, welcome back to another episode of BBN Reactions. Thanks for paying attention. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate all your support. Unfortunately, picked a really bad year to start doing a podcast, as you know the Cats are now 1-4, and you know it probably would have been a lot more fun to do this podcast when the Cats were 4-1. But hey, it is what it is. It's still early in the season. Stick with these Cats. We got a chance to be good. All right, so reactions from the 1-point loss to Notre Dame, down 22 points at halftime. The Cats claw back, they claw back, they claw back, they stick with it, they keep grinding. Unfortunately, Sarr misses a shot at the buzzer. Devin Askew's tip-in is after the buzzer, and the Cats fall. They showed a lot of heart, they showed a lot of fight, right? They stuck with it, they kept getting at it, and so that's why I think you should believe in these Cats, right? Maybe we have another comeback Cat squad on our hands. All right, so immediate reactions. Here we go. I think there's a chance that Brandon Boston Jr. might be a little bit of a miss for Calipari. You know, I'm going to put him right now in kind of that conversation with maybe like an Archie Goodwin, maybe like a James Young, maybe like an EJ Montgomery, where there is talent there, there is some production there, but by and large, when you look at the stars and you know five star, you look at you know the numbers and the hype and stuff like that, I just think there's a chance that Brandon Boston Jr. is a little bit of a miss, okay? Now he's still gonna be able to help us out, and he was you know definitely a part of that comeback, but you know, again, I think he might be a little bit more like a James Young and Archie Goodwin and EJ Montgomery. Okay. I think what's really interesting moving forward is I think, you know, we have a chance to judge Calipari in a different light now. We are in the post-Orlando Antigua era. We're in the post-Kenny Payne era. So now we've got Calipari without probably two of his most instrumental assistants of all time. Now, I think it's, again, Kenny Payne, we all know he was great working with the post, and we all know how great of a recruiter Orlando Antigua was. And you look at the success that the Illini are having now that Orlando is on that staff. So I think Calipari, post-Orlando, post-Kenny Payne, what will we see from him? What kind of development will we see? What kind of recruiting will we see? And I just think, you know, you have to judge Calipari in a totally different light now that he has that new staff and now that he has a younger staff, a less experienced staff. And I just think it's going to be real important to pay attention to see how that develops. Next, Mintz. Give me more Davion Mintz. Again, I'm not picking on Devin Askew, but give me more Davion Mintz. He is tough. He is experienced. He pressured. He did a great job guarding that ball full court. He was very instrumental in causing a few big turnovers that gave the Cats extra possessions. He had some big buckets down the stretch. I mean, he's smooth. He's savvy. I don't think he's going to rattle as much as Askew. I think Davion Mintz needs, you know, he needs to be playing 34 minutes a game, maybe 35 minutes a game. And I just think it's really important that Calipari leans on him right now as these Cats are young and they're 1-4. And most of these guys might not have even lost four games in a season last year. So I really think Cal needs to lean on and trust and give you know more ownership of this team to Davion Mintz. Now, I think something else you got to keep in mind again is, you know, When we play other teams, and I think other teams prepare for the Cats more than the Cats prepare for other teams. And I know Calipari in the past has been very big on, you know, we are going to focus on ourselves. We're going to focus on being the best team that we can be. And he pays less attention to the scouting reports, and he pays less attention to preparing for the other team. And early in the season, I think that's definitely showing up, and it's showing up in the way of losses. Again, Pastner out-coached Calipari, and I think you definitely saw Mike Bray, even though they almost lost a 22-point lead, I think you saw Mike Bray out-coach Calipari as well. He changed defenses. He changed defenses several times. You would see some man-to-man. You would see some 2-3 zone on out-of-bounds. Then you would see the 1-3-1 that Georgia Tech used to absolutely stifle the Kentucky offense. I think you've got a whole bunch of Kentucky players who are very talented, and they are very comfortable or more comfortable playing against a man-to-man defense. Now, they're not nearly as comfortable playing against a 1-3-1 or playing against a 2-3. And that's showing, right? And I think that's why Mike Bray and Josh Pastner had so much success is because they put, you know, the young Kentucky players in a very uncomfortable situation. And it's clear that Calipari and the staff have not made the Cats comfortable playing against a zone yet. Now, the other thing I would say, again, where other teams are kind of out-coaching Calipari right now, is they continue putting Kentucky in multiple ball screens. And more specifically, they continue putting Olivier Saar in ball screens. You are bringing that 7-footer away from the basket. You are forcing him, and he's not exactly quick on his feet, but you are forcing him to try to hedge and then try to recover. And where Notre Dame had a lot of success is when Olivier Saar would help on that ball screen and his man would roll to the basket, Kentucky would have to help from the weak side. And what ended up happening was that was a shooter. Notre Dame would put a shooter on the opposite side of the ball screen. And as, let's just say, Terrence Clark would rotate down to help on that roll guy, well, they would throw the skip pass to the shooter, right? And that, in the first half, you saw it all the time. It would be Notre Dame bucket, Notre Dame bucket, Notre Dame bucket. And they just continued picking on the Cats. And, you know, I think the very first possession that Calipari went to the 2-3 zone, Notre Dame also hit a three. And so it's clear to me that other teams are more prepared to attack the Calipari defense than Kentucky is to attack their defense. And I just think, you know, BBN fans, you're going to have to get used to it. And Kentucky and Calipari and the staff, they're going to focus on improving their team. They're going to focus on Kentucky players, and they are not going to focus on what UCLA does. They are not going to focus on what Louisville does. And as frustrating as that's going to be for us watching from our couches, that has always been Calipari's recipe. That is always what he has done. And it's hard to argue against that come March, right? Come postseason play. But right now, I mean, you just have to kind of get used to it that other coaches are going to outcoach him, right? I mean, Calipari is going to continue trying to get his team to improve and put them in good spots. But as far as game breakdown and as far as scouting, you're just not going to see that from Cal early on. Now, pretty much my last point here is going to be, you know, it's frustrating, but there's no clear offensive identity for the Cats. I think that, you know, you definitely see Saar getting a lot of touches, and that's smart. That's very intelligent. That's what the Cats need to do. So I think you see a lot of, can we get Saar a touch on the block? And then what can Saar create from there? But for the perimeter players, I don't see it much of an identity. I don't see, you know, a free-flowing motion. I don't see shooters, you know, in the corner, you know, for skip passes or, you know, on a drive to kick to the shooter in the corner. I see a lot of standing. I don't see a lot of screening whatsoever. I just don't see much of an offensive identity. And it's very, very troublesome. That's why you're having a lot of turnovers from Kentucky players right now. But even more so, you see a lot of, again, you see a lot of the opponents going to a zone and, again, making Kentucky players feel uncomfortable. But what was really disappointing to me was when Notre Dame went, especially in the first half, when Notre Dame went to their man-to-man defense, Kentucky still just didn't look very comfortable. They didn't look like they, hey, yep, this is exactly what we're going to do. And for all the talk Calipari had of watching the NBA bubble and learning and taking notes and expanding his style of play, you're just not seeing it at all right now. And I don't know if that's just because he tried being too complicated, too complex with these guys early in the season, or if Coach Cal just doesn't really know how to implement that, but you're not seeing a very smooth Kentucky offensive team. Now, hopefully the Cats improve on that epic comeback. I mean, they held Notre Dame to 16 points in the second half. That is outstanding defense. I mean, if you can do that moving forward, you're going to have a lot of success. You're going to have a lot of wins, okay? But the Kentucky team needs to continue trusting each other, needs to continue developing, needs to continue guarding the way they guarded, and then over time, they will become more and more comfortable in the half court, and hopefully they can create some more full court, you know, transition opportunities. All right, as always, this is BBN Reactions. You can follow me on Twitter, at BBN Reactions. Thanks, like, subscribe, share, do that thing. See ya.